store. Don't forget, if you're going ice fishing, to pick up your license, bait, and party needs. And Bucko's also sells snowmobile trail permits. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKOJ. I'd like to remind you that Coca-Cola Hancock Bottling, a proud sponsor of the Mel Pearson Show. And check out Coke Zero. All the flavor, zero calories. Coke Zero. Check it out. All right. Time to get to some questions here for Coach Pearson. And let's see if we can find our first question. Here is our first question for Coach Pearson. Are you not good anything? Okay, first question for Coach Pearson. Can you talk about the differences between the overall landscape in college hockey in the 80s and the landscape now, especially in terms of competitiveness and recruiting?
The 80s, holy cow.
Yeah, that, you remember those?
Yeah, the good old 80s. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a whole different game. I mean, even on the ice, I mean, I think what you find now is the coaching. There's so much, I don't want to say over-coaching, but with video and whatnot. And, you know, and obviously it's, I think, a lot more defensive game overall. I'm sure the scoring is down from the 80s. And as far as the recruiting goes, it's way different. I mean, you have everybody recruiting everywhere now. And I remember when I was an assistant coach here, 82, 83, you know, you go out to BC and British Columbia to recruit, and you might see one other school, maybe. Now you walk in the rink, and there's schools from, you know, out east. Back then, it used to be more just the Western schools. Now the school's from out east, and every school is out there. You walk in a rink, and there'll be 15 guys there recruiting on some nights. So, plus you're starting to see, you know, earlier and earlier kids, you know, get committed, you know, these verbal commitments. I think Maine got a eighth grader, you know, a couple weeks ago to commit. Back in my time, you didn't make a commitment really till your senior year, the second half of your senior year. You might decide which school you're going to. So, it's a completely different ball game as far as the game itself and the recruiting. And as far as the parity, I think what's happened is you're seeing a lot more parity in college hockey now. It just from the standpoint that players seem to be leaving earlier and earlier to turn professional. Back then, you know, you might leave after your junior year. Now they're one and done, a lot of these kids. And then you'll see a lot of decommitments, players that go play major junior. So some of the bigger programs are getting hit on both ends. You're losing kids to major junior that have committed to you, and then you're losing, you know, kids going to the pros. So you're losing some good players. Just like us losing Jujhar Kaur last year, you know, right. After a freshman year, he's gone. When you're, you know, one of the bigger programs, or you're an established program, you've been around for a while, you can afford to lose a kid like that. You have more depth. But for us, it's tough to lose a guy like JJ after 1 year and so early into you know, starting a new program like we are. But that's why you're seeing some parity is that you know, seems like everybody's getting a little bit closer. There's a lot more players in the middle and the less few of those high-end players because they're getting picked off earlier and earlier.
Next question. Somebody was disappointed they weren't able to hear you during the post-game show on Saturday night, Coach, and was wondering about that.
Yeah, no, I apologize about that, but, you know, we had a situation that we had to take care of, and you know, I didn't think it was appropriate to come up, and, you know, win or lose, I don't mind coming up and talking about it. I mean, you have to face the music. We did not play very well, and I have no problem coming up and talking about that because I think our fans, you know, they deserve that. They deserve to hear from me and hear what's going on, and whether I liked the game or didn't like the game or the results, I think it's important that they hear from me and get a feel for what's going on and where we're at.
Also, they're wondering if you're going to skate the team on Monday. This is the way it is.
Well, you know, your first reaction is to you know, you're a little mad, you're a little angry, you're frustrated, and that's your first knee-jerk reaction is you want to skate the heck out of them, you know, because you're so upset, you know, with them. But having said that, when you watch the game again and you pull yourself back and you take the emotion out of it, you have to understand we have to do what's best for the team to win the game. And sometimes it is you need a little kick, and other times you need a pat on the back, and sometimes it comes down to individuals. Like, we had some individuals really play hard and really play well, I thought. And then we had some that did not. And we're only as strong as our weakest link. And we had a few chain links that weren't very strong and that broke this weekend. And we have to fix those. And there's different ways to do that. So am I going to skate the team real hard? No. It's that we're not going to get a lot out of that. We have to look at some things and get better in some areas and be prepared to play on Friday night.
All right, next question is...
Would I like to skate him? Oh, yeah, darn right I would have. Saturday, I would have liked to take him right back out there, but you don't do those things this day and age.
This listener is saying, does Coach have any advice for young hockey players, any tips or anything as far as being the best players that they can be?
You know what you want to do, and I say this a lot, is number one, enjoy the game. Go to the rink every day and just enjoy the game. Have fun playing the game. Work hard. Compete hard, be a good teammate, and really important is be coachable. You know, understand what your coaches are trying to tell you and do what you want them to tell you. And then the other part to me is if you get a chance just to go outside or if there's any free ice anywhere, just go and enjoy that. Hockey's become so structured, like mm-hmm. most sports now, that, you know, just go and play and have some fun, and there's enough structure in the game. So, but to me is that's good. You want to try and be the best player on your team and then try and be the best player in the conference or the league you're playing at. But really, you have to enjoy the game and have a passion for it. And like I said, just have fun.
Next question, Coach. How was the compete level of the team this week? And this is from somebody who was not at the game.
You know, I thought, you know, it wasn't as much about part of it's compete level, but part of it is just that preparation and just being a little off. And we were off. And a lot of it's mental. It's not physical. It's mental. And when you go into and here's how I explain it a lot. It's like two kids in a sandbox, and there's one toy in the middle of that sandbox, and one kid is going to want that toy and do whatever he can to get it over the other kid. So one kid's going to get the toy, and the other kid's going to start crying. Mm-hmm. And I thought we were in the sandbox a lot this weekend, and it's not that we didn't want to compete or we didn't compete, but... their kid wanted that toy more than we did in a lot of instances. And you're going to lose some battles, some 50-50 battles, we call them, or net front battles or corner battles. You're not going to win them all, but you have to win the majority of them. And I thought mentally we just weren't as hungry or as desperate as they were. They came in like, you know, a wounded animal, you know, which can be very dangerous. And we found that out. So we have to get back in that sandbox with that mentality this weekend that there's one toy and we want it, whatever it takes. You know, if I got to bite his arm off or whatever I need to do, I'm going to get that toy. So at times we competed and at times we didn't. And you can't be inconsistent with that. And it can't be once in a while. It's got to be all the time.
All right. Thanks for your questions. We do appreciate it. Let's get to our tickets to give away. Coach has a couple of tickets for a fan here. And, Coach, what's our question going to be?
Well, our question is going to be, I was fortunate to play with two players here at Michigan Tech when during my years from 77 to 81 that went on to play for the Canadian Olympic team. They were both defensemen, both good guys, and obviously with the Olympics going on and whatnot, I'd like to see if someone could name those two players who played back in my era, were teammates of mine that went on to play with the Canadian Olympic team, and I can't tell you the year, but I think it was, I'm not even sure. I don't want to throw the year out there.
I think 1984.
It was either 80 or 84. 84, was it? Yeah, okay. Well, I should have looked it up, but I know I played with them. So, and
well,
obviously
your last year was 80, 81, right?
My last year, 80, 81. But, yeah, I think it was two different years. One was might have been 1 year, and one might have been the year after. So,
all right.
So, anyway, good luck with this. This is for, obviously, the game Friday night against Northern Michigan.
Yeah, so who wants them? 483-4054. Name the two Canadian, which is a rare thing for college hockey players to be play for the Olympic. I mean, it's not very, doesn't happen very often.
Well, back then, that's when you couldn't have professionals, so you had amateurs play. So,
but I mean, there's like 18 USA players that played college hockey on the team this year. Very few on the Canadian team.
Oh, that's right. Back in the day and age, correct.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. What's your guess?
Was it Tim Waters and Dave Ryerson?
Half right. All right. 483-4054. Need to hurry up here. We're just about out of time. Anyway, Coach, we'll get a winner here, but good luck this weekend, okay?
Well, thank you. It should be a great weekend. We hope to see everybody there Friday night.
Podcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock. I'm not getting Herman. This is Mix 93.